It starts out with a question. How much of it is real? The skepticism sets in and lessens your appeal. Next, you study conspiracy, develop some theories, and become extra wary of all your previous learned material. Your tolerance for stupidity degrades. Most of your friends seem to be trapped in the maze. You narrow your associates down to the few you can stand, and even they sometimes wonder what's going on in that head of yours. You study East and Western philosophy, psychology, physics. You think a lot more and start to question existence. You wonder about your nervous system's limits. You tamper with reality maps and then ask hallucinogenic induced. Who am I? What am I? Am I forever? All information breathes in the shallow dark halls of never. You can see where it's leading. You wish you were dreaming. If the castle crumbles, no one's there to put it back together. Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? Or all you think about your sanity and how it decayed? There's no place to run, no place to hide. You can't escape from inside and you're losing your mind. You try to think of when it started and ask yourself why, but each thought deepens the sickness and completes the desert dry. Fear feeds a derangement of the inner eye. With nothing left, you find yourself fall into madness. So you cry to your God and act normal to your peers. What if God ain't hearing you? That's your only fear. Each day you think more about your psychosis. No one but you can help you, and you know this. That's the craziest part of it all. In your rational mind, you only know two things for sure. One is that you're totally nuts, and the other is that you're the only one with the cure. It doesn't make sense, it's not how you imagined. You never knew it could just happen. You thought it came from stress, suicide, a near-death experience, war, drug trips, low pay, carelessness. You heard plenty of stories about schizophrenia, but never had evidence of one who thought himself mad. You're going crazy and desperately reaching for reason, but the strain to stay sane's your only demon. Best believe. Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? Or all you think about your sanity and how it decayed? There's no place to run, no place to hide. You can't escape from inside and you're losing your mind. You try to think of when it started and ask yourself why, but each thought deepens the sickness and completes the desert dry. Fear feeds a derangement of the inner eye. With nothing left, you find yourself falling to madness. So you finally realize that you've always lived in hell. No human model or metaphor can explain how you fell. The puzzle's alive and it changes as you try to escape it. It created time and made it appear to pass by. You don't know what you think, you don't think what you know. You're a total lunatic and afraid it's starting to show. Oh, where do you go when your brain is your worst enemy? The 666 foot tall bridge on 7th Street. You're scared, why are you so scared? There'd be no problem if you didn't care. Now you've truly formed an opinion about heaven. It starts out with a question, and this is what it ends in. Now I know you felt yourself slip away. Now all you think about is your sanity and how it decayed. There's no place to run, no place to hide. You can't escape the fact that you've lost your mind. You can't erase your mistakes, there's no way to rewind. The harder you look, the harder it is to find. Fear feeds the derangement of the inner eye. With nothing left, you find yourself fall into madness. So you dive, 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 so you dive. And with each foot you fall, the voice in your head starts to sound more and more like yours.